We're visiting with Osage City coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, first off, just tell me a little bit about how training camp has been and how excited are you to get ready for week one of the season?
Well, we've had a good camp so far. You know, the kids have had a good attitude each day and came out and worked hard, and we're making progress. You know, we had our jamboree last week and went against Opie in Northern Heights and got some good reps against those guys and got some things on film to work on for this week. Get ready to play Mission Valley week one here.
And you guys went 8-2 last year, a loss to Wellsville in the second round of the playoffs, but you got some guys coming back and led by Landon Boss, who's a good dual threat for you at quarterback and also a pretty good defensive player for you. Just talk a little bit about having Landon back as a senior and getting ready for another great campaign.
Well, you know, Landon's been starting a quarterback for us since his freshman year, and that's, you know, not something that happens very often in high school football. And he took his lumps and went through some growing pains, but he's gotten better each and every year, and he's worked his tail off in the off season, and he's set himself up to, you know, hopefully have a pretty good senior season. And he's got a lot of teammates that have done the same thing, worked hard, and are ready to get out there and get the job done.
And you also have some other key pieces back in Caden Kirkpatrick, Dalton Rush, and Mason Gibson up front. Cooper Parsons is back for you, and then Brecken Bowen in there with you as well. But talk about those guys, and you got pieces up front, both on the offensive and defensive line. Talk about those guys that I just mentioned that are also returning for you.
Well, like you said, you know, that list of guys definitely has some experience, most of them on both sides of the ball. You know, I think a potential breakout candidate this year would be Jess Reese. He's a junior, he's been working hard in the weight room. Going to be out there. Weston Dunbar is another senior that's had a really good off season, and, you know, on down the line, I can't list everyone, but there's certainly a lot. You know, we talk about this, there's a lot more to the team than just Landon, and he would be the first one to admit that. And, you know, he's got a great supporting cast, and it takes more than one person to be successful out there.
And as you mentioned just a few moments ago, opening up league play with Mission Valley at home, what do you know about the Vikings and just your first taste of Flint Hills league play this week?
Well, you know, Mission Valley has a new coach this year, and we got to see him just a little bit. They hosted the jamboree, but we didn't scrimmage against each other. But, you know, it looks like they had some good kids over there from what I saw. And you know, it's always interesting when you're going against a new coach, because even though you see him a little bit at the jamboree, you know, they're probably holding a few things back. So we'll just, you know, anytime week one, you know, you just got to be sound fundamentally. You know, you got to be able to line up and be in the right positions, and you got to be able to execute your crawls and your responsibilities. And you know, regardless of what the other team does, it's about you being prepared and being sound in what you do.
Well, coach, best of luck this week and throughout the season. We look forward to talking with you again next week.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
That was Osage City coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Thiel Plumbing here on Country 101.7 FM.